New data shows Australia's housing market is easing up. So could the housing bubble be about to burst? Analytics firm Cotality says auction clearance rates fell to 47% in June. That number measures the amount of properties that actually sell once they go to auction. A higher number means houses are in high demand, a seller's market, which is what we've been seeing for the past few years. A lower number means it's more of a buyer's market, less demand and ultimately lower prices.
We haven't seen a number this low since April of 2020, when of course we were in the early stages of lockdowns amid the COVID pandemic.
That's Tim Lawless, Cotality Director. In May, Cotality data showed the average Australian house price dropped. That was driven by a price drop of 0.9% in Sydney and 0.8% in Melbourne. Houses still got more expensive in other parts of the country, but the rate at which prices climbed slowed. Now, this comes after the federal government made sweeping tax policy changes in the May budget, shaking up the controversial capital gains tax discount, which it said was locking young people out of the housing market and largely benefiting people who own multiple homes. From July 2027, a minimum 30% tax on capital gains will be introduced, while negative gearing on residential property will be restricted to new builds. Labor frontbencher Murray Watt has attributed the market changes in part to his party's budget overhauls.
We're not surprised to see some level of cooling in auction markets.
Homeowners wanting to sell their place may not make quite as much as they'd hoped now, but Murray Watt argues the cooling market is a positive.
And if that makes it more possible for Australians to get into the housing market for the first time, that's a good thing.
Cotality's Tim Lawless says it's not just the budget's tax changes making houses cheaper. There are other factors at play.
Partly due to 75 basis points of rate hikes. Partly due to things like affordability and serviceability challenges.
Geopolitics plays into it too.
Confidence has fallen off a cliff amid the Iran war and high fuel prices and high inflation.
But this doesn't mean all houses are suddenly getting cheaper. Houses have not fallen in the same way at the lower end of the market, like for units.
Even though I wouldn't say it's completely insulated or immune from falling prices or weaker conditions, we're definitely seeing some strength or at least resilience around those lower price points, which includes the unit market.
Tim Lawless says there's still big affordability challenges and issues for people trying to afford home loans. And he says clearance rates are not a perfect indicator of what the market's doing, so it remains to be seen exactly how all this will play out. The government projects its tax changes will slow national house price growth by 2% over 2 years.